mind me. Let's see. I thought I'd introduce my piece rather than write in the program notes, and because it's a kind of a live improvisation, and it's sort of fun to talk about it. I'm lazy, so I don't like to write. Before I start, I wanted to thank our host tonight. Chris Dobrian is wonderfully kind to bring us here, and has been wonderful at making us feel at home. And A.J. Janone, I don't know how A.J.'s last name is pronounced, but he's also been a big help. He's in there somewhere. And all of our old friends, Donna McCabe and other people at RPI, for bringing us here. This piece is called The World's Longest Melody, Piano Study, and it actually has a third name. I call it the extended version. I started, and then it's also called Fred. I started writing this piece over 10 years ago, or pieces called The World's Longest Melody. One night, I was thinking sort of abstractly, and I had the idea of thinking about the simplest way that you could describe a melody. I've always been very interested in melody and in poetic and mathematical ways of describing them and implementing them in software and things. And I hit upon an idea that a melody could be talked about simply as the probability of whether it continued to go in the direction it just did. So kind of like its inertia. And it had become a kind of a minor obsession for me to write pieces that sort of explore this idea. So all this piece does is specify some weird notion of melody as a number between like 0 and 1 or 0 and 100, which is the probability it'll keep going or change directions. So it's like the jaggedness of the melody or the kind of length of its trajectory. And really, that's all that this software does. It allows you to specify that, but gives you lots of hooks. This idea has sort of erupted into lots and lots of different pieces, some of them live computer improvisations, some of them instrumental works, all kinds of stuff. And so I have a lot of pieces called The World's Longest Melody, some of which don't have anything to do with each other. But when we got the Kurzweil at Dartmouth, it was the first sampled piano sound that I'd ever had access to that I actually could stand. And I'd always wanted to do computer piano improvisations. So I decided to make a series of piano pieces for just that Kurzweil preset piano sound, which I like or can tolerate. It's kind of a good player piano. And I started doing these World's Longest Melody piano studies. And a bunch of them came out on a CD, which are very short, a couple of minutes long. And as I've worked on the software, and I really am still working on it, and it's public domain software, it's on my website. If you want to download it and play it yourself, there's even a pretty long, detailed manual. As I work on the software, the piece sort of evolves in performance, and every time I do it, it's completely different. So I call this the extended version, which is the one that I kind of just do in public. It occurred to me that when you played a piano improvisation in the old days, you would say something like, "I hope you enjoy it." I guess the phrase now is, "I hope it doesn't crash." So